Hi. It's me. Don't you recognize me? Oh, you don't recognize me. Wait. Let me cover my eyes. It's me. Me? Oh, wait. I can't see you. It's me. Peekaboo. Wait. I'm being so rude. I mean, I've just broken into your hideout and I haven't told you how cool it is. This place is amazing. This place is just... You should be a supervillain with a hideout like this. This is so cool. Are those bats? No, they can't be bats because they would be copyrighted if they were bats because you know. The suit. Oh my God, it's the suit. I love your suit. Your suit is so nice and just, you know, you... Ooh, when you're wearing that suit, I just wanna, you know, just nothing. Oh, I mean, obviously something because I just... Yay! So, it's me. Honey! I mean, it's me, the honey vixen, but actually my name is Honey. My name's Honey. I'm Honey. I am Honey, and no. Wait. I can do it. I can do the supervillain thing because I'm a supervillain. I'm super, and I'm a villain. I am the Honey Vixen, and you are my nemesis, my sexy, wonderful nemesis, with the cool hideout. This place is a... Oh, I've known about this place for ages. Oh my fuck, so long. But I've never been here before because, you know, I thought it would be awkward, you know. Hello! You know, it would have been a bit bad because, you know, I'm your nemesis and you're my nemesis and I'm your nemesis. I'm your nemesis. So what? What am I doing here? I'm visiting. Because, so... I was out on a hen night, you know, like a hen night, and we were all getting pissed on, it was green, and it was really nice, just nice, and it didn't have any alcohol at all, it was just amazing, it was the only thing without alcohol. Or low. I think it might have had a tiny little bit of alcohol because, I mean, I'm here in your cool hideout. So cool. So. Can I take pictures? Would you mind if I... Okay, I won't take pictures. One picture. Oh, come, can we take a picture? You know, come, please. Yay! Okay, get close. Come on. You smell so good. I mean, you smell all right. Just... You know, wonderful. Have you thought about making that into like a air freshener? Can I buy it? Can I buy all your air freshener? Just. Oh, could you smell? Picture. Okay. Smile. Big smile. Ah! Ooh, look. We look so good together. We. That's gonna be my background now. That's my background. Oh no, don't worry, because this is my secret identity. This is me, Honey. And that's you. Darling, because you're darling. Because when I talk about you, I have to call you darling. Because you're my nemesis and no one can know that I have a crush on you. No one. Especially not my friends. They're not really my friends. Well, I mean, they're kind of my friends because they're like work friends because they're in a league of evil. And I have to say it like that. Otherwise, I can't take it seriously. I mean, because it's a league of evil. I mean... Kind of pretentious. The League of Evil. But yeah, I call you darling because I'm pretty sure if you're in the League of Evil, say it with me with the arm movements. You have to do like scary movements. The League of Evil. See, it's so much fun, and I'm just talking at you because I might be a little bit drunk. And you're darling. And I've been talking about you all night. And that's why I'm here. Because you know, I'm not good at the, I mean, I might be a super sexy super villain. I'm not super sexy. I'm sexy. I wear black leather. I'm super sexy. I am sexy. I don't think I'm sexy. I really don't think I'm sexy. The first time I saw my outfit with the black leather, I just fell over laughing because it's me. Me, honey, in black leather, because I'm the honey vixen. Do you know how I came up with that name? Do you? Well, I was at the petting zoo and they had a baby fox. I'm like, oh, and then the mummy came along and they said, that's a vixen. I'm like, oh, so cute. I didn't say it loud because I said it really loud. I was like, so cute, that's so cute. And then I thought, wait a minute, I'm cute and I'm honey. The honey vixen, that sounds like a villain, because I'll be honest with you, it's really not my thing. You know, the whole League of Evil. I'm sorry, every time I say that, it's just chuckle town. It's just, I might be more than a little bit drunk, but okay, so I am not evil. Not really evil. I'm kind of cute evil. As in, I wanted to be a hero, but they said I was too adorable, that no one would take me seriously, and that was mean. Just so mean. And they're meant to be, you know, the good guys, but you know, they're not good like you. You're so good. You're just so good. And I wanna do good things to you. Like bake you cakes and introduce you to my corgi. I have a corgi. Do you wanna meet? Where's my corgi? Oh, my corgi is at home. Because I don't bring him on the job. Because apparently, corgis aren't very good evil psychics. From the League of Evil. What the fuck do they know? They don't know my corgi. My corgi is evil. I didn't have to say it like that. He's evil. I mean, the things that corgi will do for a biscuit. He has a problem. But it's fine because I'm a successful supervillain. Because they said I wasn't cool enough to be a hero. Okay, they were probably right, but they could have been nicer about it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being cute. Look at me. I'm cute evil and I'm majorly successful. Okay, I try really hard not to be cute. Just so hard not to be cute. I just, you know, save all that shit for when I'm not being evil. I'm just evil. With creepy hand movements. Evil. You think I'm evil, don't you? Because I'm your nemesis? Do you think I'm evil? You do? You think I'm evil? You think I'm evil? Yes! Yes, I am evil. I'm evil. Yes, you think I'm evil. But do you also think I'm a little bit cute? I mean, it's okay if you don't think I'm cute. It just means it's going to be harder to date you. Because once the suit comes off, I'm just cute. Just adorable. Just, I'm adorkable. I'm dorky and adorable. That is a thing. I am adorkable, but also evil. Evilly adorkable. And I thought, you know, if we're going to date, you should know that I'm not all black leather and ooh, lasers that are going to kill you, but not actually kill you, because I never want to kill you, because you're my nemesis. And I wasn't meant to tell you that. No, yes, I was. I don't know. I got a lot of advice tonight. A lot of advice. Just so much advice. Because darling is all I talk about. You, because you're darling, is all I talk about. And they're kind of sick of it. And they're like, just make a move already. And I'm like, I can't make a move. And they're like, you're evil. Make a move. Kidnap them. I'm like, I can't kidnap them. And then I had to come up with a reason why I couldn't kidnap you. I mean, I couldn't say, because they're my nemesis. And they aren't really kidnappable because they're a superhero and people would notice that they were gone. So I just said that you had a pet that you had to look after. Do you have a pet? Do you want a pet? Do you want to share my corgi? We can share my corgi. I mean, there's plenty of him to go around. He's fat as... No, you're not fat. You're not fat. You're not here. So it's fine. He's fat. He's just really big and fat. But I mean, we could totally share him. Would you like to share my kugi? And that's not a line. I mean, wait. I have lines. Wait, I just need to remember them. Just bear with me. By the way, this place is amazing. This place is so cool. You're so cool. I love your hideout. Good recovery. Yeah. Good recovery. Nice. So, the lines are, I'm evil. You should date me. Or I'll... No. I don't want to do that. Because it's creepy. No. That was pretty much all the lines. It was date me or else. Date me or I'll pout. Pout? No. Because I'm evil. Wait, I'm not evil because I'm not wearing black leather. I'm wearing pink. No wonder you didn't recognize me. Oh, I just realized what I'm doing. Ooh, I've done a bad thing. But that's okay because I'm a supervillain. I'm meant to do bad things. So technically, I can totally ask you out because that's a bad thing for a supervillain to do, which is what I'm meant to do because villains are bad. Right. So, hi, I'm Honey, aka the Honey Vixen, aka your nemesis, aka someone who is a little bit into you, just a tiny bit in love with. I mean, not in love. I didn't say I was in love. I mean, who said in love? Did you say love? Do you love me? I mean, of course you do. I mean, maybe a bit because I love you a bit, you know, not as a nemesis, I'm just a girl standing in front of you, asking you to share my corgi and to go on a date. A lot of dates. I mean, not all at once. I mean, I could probably make a machine which would make a temporal incursion bubble thing. I have to be honest with you. When I say words, like my schemes and shit, that's all just... It's just stuff from the Sci-Fi Channel and Star Trek. Mostly Star Trek. Because, you know, lots of sciencey words and I just say blah, 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 incursion, time, blah, 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 blah. And it sounds like I'm super smart. I mean, I am smart, but I'm not, like, science smart. I mean... To be honest, it's Portly that makes the machines. I wasn't meant to tell you that. That's why he's so fat. Because he just sits in the computer designing shit. And he's got this like assembly line that makes all my stuff. Because I'm not really evil. And I mean, I've got powers. I've got the whole mind floaty thing. No, wait. I know it's called television. No, not television. Movie thing. I've got that. And I'm really good at it. But apparently there are like 5 other villains who have that. So I was like, no. So, you know, evil robots. Who are designed by my corgi. But you won't tell anyone, will you? Will you? Will you expose me? Will you counsel me? Would you counsel me so I could be a hero so we could date? Although, you know, you could date me as your nemesis because that's kind of kinky. I mean, I don't know kinky, but I mean, I'm not wholesome. I'm evil. I'm in the league of Eve. I'm really wholesome. Just really wholesome. It's a problem. And the only reason I'm so good at being a villain is because I like spending time with you. So I thought I would ask you out. I think. So would you like to go out? I mean, we could go on a proper date. Not like our nemesis dates, which aren't really dates. I mean, I don't talk to Portly like their dates. I don't tell Portly about our dates because we don't have dates. Would you like to go on a date? With me? Honey. Honey, I'm the honey vixen. I'm your Oh, you know who I am. You know who I am. Do you like my dress? I mean, I didn't wear it specially for you. I mean, I did go home and get changed. And Portly said it looked really, like, nice. And with the... I mean, I thought it was a bit tight. But Portly's not the only one who really likes biscuits. I really love biscuits, and now it's a bit tighter. But you like that. You like that. You like that. My nemesis fancies me. I mean, you don't fancy... Do you fancy me? You do. Me. I mean, of course you do. I'm in the League of Evil. No, wait. I can say it properly. The League of Evil. And we're going on a date. Yay! Where should we go? Where should we go?
Why?
Wow. I did not know you could get, like, tall. Wait. Why is the floor here? Why
does your hideout go round? It's going round and round and round and round and round.
I don't get so good. Oh no. Oh no. I'm drunk. Oh. I should warn you that when I get drunk, I do. Oh, you're so pretty and wow. There's lots of you. I did a bad thing. Bum.